participated in previous cycles and looking forward to working with you on the next cycle. Thank you.
Thank you very much to the distinguished delegate of representative of WHO, Marina Takane, for her presentation. And with that, we have concluded agenda item 6. And agenda item 7, other business. There were no proposals made during the adoption of the agenda, so we have no items to discuss under agenda item 7. And I would like now to come to agenda item 8, closing of the meeting. The first information that I'd like to share with you is regarding the date of the next meeting. The next meeting of the task force will take place on 4th to 5th November 2024. And this meeting will be an important meeting because it will launch the next reporting cycle under the protocol. Finally, I would like us to look at, I would like to present to you a summarized report of the outcomes of the discussion. And here are some conclusions that I would like to propose to you. So the task force adopted the agenda of its 13th meeting, which we did. We welcomed North Macedonia as the newest party to join the protocol, and we expressed readiness to provide support in target setting in North Macedonia. We also welcomed Uzbekistan, who signed a decree on accession to the protocol. The task force took note of the progress with the implementation of the activities under Program Area 1 and the priority activities planned for 2024 to 2025. The task force commended the progress made by Albania, Belarus, Montenegro, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, and Romania with setting, revising, and implementing their targets. The task force welcomed the outcomes of the strategic roundtable on increasing resilience to climate change in the water and sanitation sector, and it entrusted the chair with support of the secretariat to analyze possible implications of the call for integration of climate change aspects with the mechanisms of the target setting and reporting under the protocol. The task force also encouraged countries to set climate-sensitive targets under the protocol and to report on progress with achieving them in the next reporting cycle and beyond. The task force welcomed update on the progress and features of the online reporting system and the protocol. And the task force also welcomed information about the outcomes of the UN 2023 Water Conference, as well as the Budapest Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health, as well as updates on monitoring of relevant SDG indicators. Finally, the task force also encouraged protocol parties to actively engage in the follow-up processes and to promote synergies with the protocol and the protocol itself as an instrument. I think these are the conclusions that we would like to present as the concluding conclusions of our meeting. Are these acceptable to the meeting? Yes? Thank you very much. Yes, I would like to now, before concluding,